How about, let's see, do you know this? How about a coffee cake? Do you know that word? What would that mean to you?
A coffee cake. I don't eat coffee cake.
Would it be the same? It would be similar to a cinnamon roll?
Yeah, it is similar to a cinnamon roll.
Well, now, would a cinnamon roll and a sweet roll be the same? Be exactly the same?
Same thing.
What would you call, like, if you had a cinnamon roll, that white stuff on the top, what would you call that?
Cinnamon roll.
No, I mean, yeah, but what would you call the white stuff on the top?
Icing.
Okay. How about if it was something kind of like that, except it was on a donut, what would you call it?
Icing.
Still icing on either one of them. Okay.
Glaze. That would come out of glaze. Maybe.
Okay. Anything that you would call frosting? Do you ever use that
term? On cake.
On a cake, you call it frosting.
Frosting.
Very good. And you said this Long John thing was
a donut.
Jelly filled type. Okay. Any other names for jelly filled donuts? You ever heard of anything called a type of donut called a cruller? Okay. Now, no, this might be the same thing. Sometimes at breakfast, you might make up a batter and fry like 3 or 4 of these at a time on a griddle.
Pancakes.
Pancakes. Yeah, is that what you call them? Pancakes.
Okay. Flapjacks. Some people call them flapjacks.
Oh,
flapjack.
You've heard that too.
Okay. Flapjacks and pancakes.
Yeah, and pancakes. Yeah. You usually call them pancakes. Okay. If you went to the store to buy some flour and you needed, you know, well, the amount that you would buy, you'd say you needed to buy 2 pounds. Right. What do you call the inside part of the egg?
The inside part? The yolk.
Mm-hmm. And what color would you say the yolk is?
Yellow.
And if you cooked eggs in hot water, I mean the shell and all, what
boiled.
Do you call
them? Okay,
you
boiled egg.
Right. How about if you cracked them and let them fall in the water and stirred them, just kind of cooked them in hot water but not in the shell? Poached, you know that? Poached eggs?
I heard of poached egg, but I never didn't know how to
cook. Well, I think there's another way too. I think sometimes people put them in cups, kind of little cup things or something, and just cook them kind of over the water sometimes. You know, sometimes when you cook greens or something, there's a sort of a meat that you put in there.
Salt meat.
Is that what you call it? Okay. And any other kind of name that you've ever heard before besides salt meat? Fat back, have you heard that?
Yeah, it's another name for it. It's rind. Pork rind.
Okay.
It's the same as salt meat.
It's the same as salt meat. What about fat back? Do you know that name?
Fat back.
You've heard that? Would it be the same as salt meat?
I don't know.
You don't know. You just heard that. That's not one that you, I see what you mean. Not anything that you would ever call it. Okay. Do you know on a hog, what they call the meat between the ham and the shoulder? Oh, I mean, have you ever heard of anything called Midland meat? This is again stuff that people know who slaughter hogs. You wouldn't know this, but I have to ask you anyway. Do you know what you call the side of a hog?
The side of a hog is, let's see, what's the side of
a hog? You might just call it the side. A lot of people just call it.
Yeah, but is it a name for it?
It's either called the side or the midline, usually. And you might just call it the side, probably. But have you heard it called, it's like a side of bacon or a side of pork? Is any of that?
The ribs? I've heard it called ribs.
Yeah, ribs, all right. What do you call the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with your eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. And the